everybody. My name is Crystal, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December 24th, 2013. Jaywalkers is my home group. Sheila's my sponsor, and she'll tell you that she has a sponsor. You know, I'm going to start out telling you that I am what the big book describes as the real alcoholic on page 21. I wasn't necessarily the Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde. Go figure. However, I was the type of person who thought that the whole world revolved around me. You know, I was an alcoholic drinker from the first time I picked up a drink when I was 18. I drank alcoholically, blackout drinker. I loved to drink. I grew up in an unstable household, so I lived with my mother until I was in the third grade, about 8 or 9 years old, and then I moved in with my dad and my stepmom, which my mom liked to call Camp Rock, because it was that strict. And so what happened was we ended up moving, and I grew up until the time I graduated high school in a very strict, dominant household. I got a job when I was 15. I had all kinds of, I was doing all kinds of musical things growing up in middle school and high school, and so I had a very successful musical career. When I graduated high school at 18, I had a 4-year scholarship to a state university in the state of Georgia. I flunked out within the first month and a half. School was not for me, and again, I drank alcoholically from the very beginning. For the next 10, 12, 15 years, I am also what the big book talks about on page 82, the tornado that liked to roar through people's lives, destroying things, places, people, homes. Many, many alcoholic behaviors that not only happened while I was drinking, but also before I picked up my first drink, that contributed to my alcoholic behavior and my drinking. What I can tell you, to keep this brief, is that I am grateful for the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. It has not only saved my life, but it's changed my life. I got sober for the first time in January of 2011, and I had almost 2.5 years, and I thought that I had this thing. I started hanging out with old friends and doing old things in the old places, the barber shop, if you will. And essentially, I quit calling my sponsor, I quit going to meetings, I quit doing the work, and for 6 months I thought I was okay because I hadn't drank. However, I was doing other alcoholic behaviors, taking prescription medication that was not mine, etc. And finally, after 6 months, I decided that a drink would be a good idea. Right before I came back into Alcoholics Anonymous, it got to the point where I was Googling and YouTubing ways on how to commit suicide. I had never wanted to die in my life. And so that was a pretty scary thought for me. And the person that helped me get sober the first time to get into treatment, I actually reached out to her on Facebook. I don't know why. However, I did, and I'm here today to tell you guys that Alcoholics Anonymous is real. Alcoholism is real. My mom is a hard drinker. My dad was an alcoholic, and he died of alcoholism. And today I know that I have a solution and a program that allows me not to live that way anymore. In closing, I just want to read something really briefly that is where I'm at today. It is AA-approved literature. It's Came to Believe. If you don't have one, it's absolutely incredible. And it's on page 42 at the bottom. And it says, as time went on, my life became totally involved in AA action. I had experienced the power of God's forgiveness, and through grace, I was able to make this response of gratitude that is beyond verbal expression. God's grace had overcome the death that was in me and instead had made me a member of the Society of the Second Chance. If this grace had been contingent on my righteousness or obedience or goodness or sacrifice or acts of the will, it would never have come to me because I had none of these things going. It was an unearned favor to an unlikely prospect. This grace that overcomes death by forgiveness is the truth that has set me free to regard myself and you as acceptable because God accepts us for what we are, imperfect creatures. And if, as I pray, I should continue to grow in grace, it will be through love and service to this fellowship and to the power greater than myself that I call God. And I can tell you that having come back in December, I didn't have a sponsor for the first 10 months, and again, I reached that jumping off point. I didn't want to drink, but at 10 months sober, I wanted to die. And again, those things started going through my head. And I was invited to a Sunday meeting, which is now my home group, by a very special friend to me. And she said, if you come to this meeting, just come to this meeting with me. And that was on a Friday. And I tried every imaginable way to think of how to getting out of going to that meeting. It was Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon at 3. And when I woke up Sunday morning, I had a voice in my head that said, if you go to this meeting today, your life will change. And that's absolutely what has happened. I started working with Sheila in November of last year, and my life has completely changed. You know, I'm going back through the steps. I've gone through them once before, but I'm going back through them like I never did before. I'm realizing things, and this time I've been rigorously honest. I've been open-minded and willing to do the work, and so that's why I stand here today. Thank you.